Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. For today's episode, we are moving away from the Eastern Townships and going global. In fact, this week marked 1 year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So I thought we could take this episode to commemorate and take a look back on this year's unfortunate events, as well as Canada's role throughout. Also, I will use this time to do a parallel with the African continent and share with you some debates that are arising in concern of the Ukrainian war. Now, let's begin. On February 24th, 2022, Putin announces a military operation in Ukraine. Shockwaves around the world and Ukrainians fleeing. Just 1 year ago, the world went into shock. I am not going to go into too much details, but the invasion has had so many repercussions on every aspect of our life in this world. First of all, this war is totally illegal and illegitimate. It goes against every international treaty, institutions, anything. It disrupts every thought of international peace and norms on state sovereignty and crimes against humanity. Second of all, major economic consequences are due to this conflict. In fact, the sanctions and embargoes put on Russia affected the global economy. So, we have encountered inflations and problems with energy sources throughout the last year. And most importantly, so many lives have been lost, hurt, and changed forever. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, more than 7,000 civilians were killed since the beginning of the conflict. Others were hurt, and there has been even cases of rape from soldiers. So many Ukrainians were forced to flee their home and abandon everything to seek protection. Again, according to the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, 8 million Ukrainians are dispersed in Europe and 5 million when in other parts of the country far from war zones. Now, like many other countries in the world, Canada has offered to help Ukraine and its population. Before anything else, it has opened its doors for refugees. François Legault, Premier of Quebec, said in a speech last Thursday that the province had welcomed 11,000 Ukrainians and it was something to be proud of. He addressed the Ukrainian population directly saying, quote, "You are fighting for your freedom, but you are also fighting for us, for our freedom too, at the same time. Today and until the end of this war, Quebecers will be behind the Ukrainians," end quote. Finally, Legault asked Quebecers to show solidarity with Ukrainians. On Friday, CBC News released a report of refugees living in Montreal for the 1 year anniversary. They interviewed a small Ukrainian family, parents, and a small toddler. Here is a clip of the father talking about his life now and looking back on the situation.
This was hard because when war started, she has just 1 month. So for us, like parents, this was crazy because we so much worried about her. No food, no medicine, nothing. But now she's smiling. I love this moment when she's smiling.
If you wanna know true, I feel like, you know, I have money, I have food, everything. You know, I have a car, I buy a car. But when I know how many people die every day, you can be happy. People from Ukraine, they really want to say, like, thank you for Canada and a lot of countries who help us, you know, but that's really not enough for stop this war. We was in occupation in Kherson one month. When soldiers come in our city, they killed 50 people. A lot of emotions you feel every day, you know. I have a job, I have food, but the people who stay in Ukraine, they can't do this, you know. They can think about that.
If you want to hear more from this report, you can go to the CBC News website or the CBC News YouTube channel. On top of welcoming refugees, the Canadian Army also had a major role in helping the troops in Ukraine. This started back in 2015 when Canada launched Operation Unifier at the request of the government of Ukraine to help them develop their security forces for stability and sovereignty. This initiative was caused by the previous invasion and annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014 by Russia. So, for approximately 7 years leading up to the last year's invasion, hundreds of Canadian soldiers were deployed to Western Ukraine to train the army that was already holding back Russian forces in the eastern Donbas region at that time. They focused on two things: combat medical training and changing their old Soviet approach. Canadian generals worked closely with Ukrainian surgeons and non-commissioned officers to break the culture of punishment. In another report from CBC News, they interviewed a senior Ukrainian lieutenant, Kristina Kudryava, about her experience in Operation Unifier. As a young woman in the army, she was happy to find out that Colonel Melanie Lake was the commanding officer coming for the training mission in 2021. Kudryava says, quote, "Meeting Colonel Melanie Lake was a very significant event for me. And obviously, after I heard the Canadian commanding officer of Operation Unifier was coming and she was a female, I had the great desire to just communicate with her, to share our experience, and to hear her story." Quote. In the past few days, many cities around the world have had memorials and gatherings in honor of the anniversary. To say the least, this past year has been eye-opening, brutal, and unimaginable. Now, I wanted to touch on a parallel / questioning that has been arising since the Russian invasion. In the African continent, there has been a divide of reaction. A majority, or without a doubt, horrified by the actions of Russia and find the situation horrible. However, some Africans wonder, are we not equal to Ukrainians? Do we have a less value? Why are people not willing to help us like they do with Ukrainians? Canadian-Algerian journalist Maher Amazahi did a piece on BBC News concerning the different treatments of war. With a series of letters from African writers, the journalist raises the question of equality. He says, quote, "From an African perspective, watching the global powers unite in pulling out all the stops to curtail the conflict has been simultaneously impressive and frustrating." Quote. They are not saying that the Ukrainian war does not deserve all the attention and help it's getting, because it is totally necessary and the right thing to do. But there has been sentiments of surprise from Africans that the armed conflicts and humanitarian crises happening daily in the continent do not get half of the same attention and help that Europe is getting. It is true that many regions in Africa have been victims of major disasters. In Ethiopia, South Sudan, and the Sahel region, civil wars and terrorist groups are targeting schools, hospitals, and civilians every day. Many of these conflicts have resulted in famine, rape, deaths, and more. According to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, in Burkina Faso, a country in the Sahel region, violence increased over 200% in 2021 compared to 2020. The multitudes of conflicts are impacting access to resources like food and energy, while the continent was just starting to dispose of the effects of the COVID pandemic. Actually, Kenya's UN envoy, Martin Kimani, delivered a really interesting speech just days before the invasion. He talks about the similarities between Ukrainians and Africans. Kimani declares, "Kenya and almost every African country was birthed by the ending of empire. Our borders were not of our own drawing. They were drawn in the distant colonial metropoles with no regard for the ancient nations that they cleaved apart." Quote. So, Africans decided to prioritize ethnic self-determination rather than territorial integrity. He finishes by saying, quote, "We chose to follow the rules of the Organization of African Unity and the United Nations Charter, not because our borders satisfied us, but because we wanted something greater forged in peace." I personally think that the goal here is not to undermine either conflict, but have a conversation about the parallels made. And in the words of Mizrahi, humans are humans and war is war, whether it be in Kyiv, London, Bogota, or Buea. That is all for this week's episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I'm your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed. I will see you all next week for another one. Thank you so much and have a great one.